This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Since it is Wednesday, this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
As indeed you would be. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Joining me now, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill.
Sean has been busy bleeding today for the cause. He had some time where he wasn't teaching a seminar, teaching teachers how to defending or coming up with the or NRA or RAP or any of the other stuff, so he went and bled.
You know, I've been doing that for years, and I encourage everybody out there to do that. I miss my opportunity. I can never be a soldier. I can never bear arms, at least against foreign or domestic enemies. I guess domestic I can. And so I try to do whatever I can do, and I understand that we have a lot of heroes out there that may need some blood, and we have a lot of officers that are walking that thin blue line, so I try to also do that. And I guess it's good to renew and replace your own blood occasionally. So I try to do that every month and a half.
So you just have like a oil change.
You know what? That's a good point. That's about it.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about the 11th Circuit earlier today. This supposition where they can get it all wrong. They can have a warrant. They go into the wrong house. Or fail to execute the warrant the right way, go to the wrong house, take the wrong advice, have the wrong intel, and then shoot and kill the homeowner because inexplicably, when they're beating on the door and not identifying who they are, he might go to the door with a gun in his hand.
You know, I pulled the opinion. It's Amy Young versus Gary Borders, and I read the Court of Appeals opinion also. And they found no reversible error to upset the lower court opinion. And then I read the facts, and I read what happened. There was a motorcycle chase. They lost the motorcycle, and then an officer found the motorcycle at an apartment complex. The engine was still hot, still clicking and clacking. And an officer that was in pursuit showed up. He said, "Yeah, that's dark kind of super bike that I saw. It's parked right in front of 114 in the apartment complex with a truck right beside it. Both vehicles are registered to the same person, although they're not at that address. They're thinking that may be where the rider is because the only lights that are on are in 114. Another couple police officers arrived. Now we have four of them and say, "Hey, this is the motorcycle I chased. This is what was going on." So they go up to room 115, knock on the door, and this is after they went up, like you said, to 114, and bang, 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 very loud. And they did not announce. And all four officers had their pistols drawn. And the second set of bang, bang, bang was occurring. And an officer went to 115 because the gentleman opened his apartment door. And he said, "Hey, do you know where the person that owns that motorcycle is?" And he just said, pointing, "It's over there." The officer who was pounding on the door heard he's over there, had no idea which direction he was pointing or what was going on. Suddenly, the person in 114 with his girlfriend nearby opens the door inward with a gun in his hand, because obviously, late at night, I would probably be doing the same thing. And then The officer suddenly, in a split second, sees the gun, sees the gentleman who lived in that apartment building backing up. Took that as an overt movement to get cover, to fire his gun. He shot and he killed him. And so then, basically what the Court of Appeal said was that there wasn't any reversible error. And you know what? I always say there's always a way to court to rule wherever they want to. He said even if Sylvester violated Scott's constitutional rights by using excessive force, Sylvester, who was the cop, would not be entitled to qualified immunity because he violated no clearly established right. And they cited case law. And so the panel simply and correctly found no reversible error. And so when you're looking at a case at appeal, you're looking for reversible error. What did they do wrong or what did they say wrong that should send this case back down? And they said at a minimum, no clearly established federal law as of July 15th, 2012 gave fair and clear notice to the officer involved. And what the court did is they looked at the fact that there was a motorcycle chase, that when a gentleman opened his door on 114, he had a gun in his hand, that his sudden movement backing and behind the door was an attempt to take cover and fire, that the person thus posed an imminent threat and danger to Sylvester. There were police reports of an armed motorcyclist, and that was also information that came out that the motorcyclist was armed. They looked at the fact that Sylvester had just pursued and lost sight of the bike. He and his fellow officers located a similar motorcycle nearby at apartment 114. This motorcycle was parked next to a Chevy registered to the same person. The motorcycle's armed driver had presumably gone into a nearby apartment, and only one nearby apartment had the lights on, and the occupant at 115 next door answered. He said he lives over there. So they looked at all those circumstances, and the guy with the gun opens the door, and okay, you shot him. And then they talk about, you know, hindsight being 20/20, looking through the clear glasses after something happens is difficult, and they decided there's no reversible error present. It's a way, I guess, to rule in that case, but, you know, qualified immunity and immunity for police officers has been suspect lately in a case on Nathor versus Toledo. That I talked about with you earlier. It was a district court case in this Ohio. It was a federal district court case where a police officer stopped someone legally open carrying in Ohio. Took his gun, arrested him, and everything that goes along with being arrested overnight. And then all of a sudden they realized, well, geez, it's legal to open carry in the state of Ohio. And so they dismissed everything. But, you know, Nathorpe said, you know what? I want to sue these guys. So they sued Toledo. The common police court said, you know what, there's immunity, you can't do that. Well, then he filed in federal court because he couldn't get a fair shake in state court. And the federal judge said, you know what, there's over 500,000 concealed carry permit holders in Ohio. Open carry is legal. There's innumerable out-of-state like carriers with reciprocity or with out-of-state licenses. The concealed carry holder and open carry holder understands and knows the law. Police, you have to know the same thing. The fact that somebody's walking down the street with a firearm on their hip does not raise any cause or concern for you even to stop them and say, what are you doing? And held the police officer personally and the city of Toledo liable. To me, that transfers into bad acts in this case. I mean, sure, all the circumstances align, and the court said in their opinion, any small thing could have changed and would have averted this tragedy. That in and of itself, when the court says that, tells me that they understand that there was wrong done, and really somebody should be compensated for the loss of a human life. I'm not sure why exactly they ruled this way, but being a staff attorney in the past for the Ohio 12th District Court of Appeals, I know what goes on and at the Court of Appeals level of any court. And what they're looking for is a reversible error. When you get to the Court of Appeals, you're very limited in what you can look at. You can't retry the case because the trier of fact or the judge or the jury got to see the witnesses, got to see their testimony, got to judge their credibility, the look on their face, and so they're not gonna go back, read paper, and say, you know what? They should have ruled this way. So that's kind of a
long answer. We'll get back on this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
HZ Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. HZ Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An HZ Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. HZ Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. If you've joined, you are ready. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Sean, you want to do something that I see Keith is in the chat room, so do you want to do a couple of lightning round kind of things?
Sure.
Okay. I don't have real lightning round music, so we'll have to use this. I know it's inappropriate, but I just wanted to play it.
You know, it reminds me of a Friends episode when all Joey could say when he was on Pyramid was ghost. That was his answer for everything, so I just want to say ghost.
Ghost? Well, like Keith sent me an email the other day. Keith in chat room sent me an email. He's looking for a place to go to take a you know, what would be considered the first level pistol class, and he's in Ohio where you're at. I don't know if you know where Keith is. I don't know where Keith is. Keith, if you would say where you are, that might would be helpful. But
he is within probably shouting distance of me because every time I go to Premier Shooting and Training, he's there. So we see each other. And Keith, what I would recommend to you, and now I know they're all sold out, but I know somebody that knows somebody at Tactical Defense Institute where we do our faster training, and John Benner has a 1-2-3 class, which starts out at one with kind of a basic pistol to make sure that you can properly operate your firearm. 2 and 3 are force on force and are in his great training. So Tactical Defense Institute in Ohio in Brown County is a great place that's not far from you.
And you know somebody that knows somebody. Keith, you know, I presume that you and Keith know how to communicate with each other.
Yes, so. We sure do. And actually, I was going to bring my entire family down to do 1-2-3 all together. So, Keith, maybe you can latch on. You can be my stepson.
How old is Keith?
Oh, he's younger than I am. I don't know how much.
Okay. Anyway, that's Keith, you know how to get in touch with him. TDI, I've heard of TDI. Their reputation is excellent. There's where you go for that first. And self-defense with a handgun is really not that intricate. I mean, you can get into that high-speed stuff where you're jumping over cars and then laying beside the car and putting your feet against the tire and shooting underneath the car and everything. And I don't even know if I could jump over a car, though. I don't know if I want to go to a class where I have to. So
wait a minute, Bill. You mean in a self-defense shooting situation, I'm not going to be in a perfect modified Weaver stance?
I don't think so. I think it's probably going to be quite inconvenient whenever that happens.
I always tell people that. I said, you know what? You need to move around a little bit. When I see them at the range all the time, even at an outdoor range, you know, using a modified Weaver, it's a great stance. But, folks, you got to shoot on your back. You got to shoot on the ground. You got to shoot with left hand, right hand. And if you're with your toes, if you can do it, because you know what, we never know. We may be fighting to keep our kids from getting attacked. We may be fighting to get to our firearm. We might have been punched 2 or 3 times. We're on the ground there sitting on our chest. So you never know. So, and like Bill said, you know, you have to get good training. It doesn't end when you get your permit to carry, or if you're going to open carry, or if you're lucky enough to be constitutionally carrying, and another state just adopted constitutional carry today, but I can't remember which one it was.
Was it Kentucky?
No. Oh, boy. Let me look at my tweets.
It was one of these down here, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't South Carolina, I can tell you that much. South Carolina. I just the whole political system here with South Carolina just makes me want to move across the border.
Well, you know, I don't think all hope is lost in South Carolina. From things I'm reading, there are certain state reps out there. They're just going to have to pony up and start running legislation. And I think in the next few months, this is going to be the time to do it. I can't imagine a more gun-friendly time in my life to run some kind of common sense piece of legislation. And I've spent time in North and South Carolina, and I know the people there, and I know they have my back, and I just don't understand what's going on with the legislature.
Well, I do, but I can't say that over the air. You are going to meet with a church security team, which I don't have a problem with the church security team, because that's a little bit like the FASTER program. That's like the...
Right.
Whole program set up, and having a designated group of people that are, know how to coordinate what they're going to do. That's one thing. But what do you think about, there's this church in Alabama that wants to have their own police department.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to get their private police powers and arrest powers and everything that needs to go into a, I mean, there's so much that has to be involved before you can have your own police department, because then that also constitutes state action. So I'm not sure how they could do this. Now, this church is a half mile up the road from where I live, and they generally have about 1,500 people at every service. It's a massive church. And they have, you know, 15 to 20 people that are armed that are there. I mean, they have a nursery that's nearby, and they try to make sure that that they do things, you know, covertly, and they're just there if they're needed. But they have questions on how to handle the police when they arrive, how to handle things. And actually, Keith probably met him also when I was at Premier, and I did a seminar on all the Ohio changes that occurred on Tuesday, Monday night. And I actually live-streamed that, or they live-streamed that on Facebook, so that was a new experience. So I'll be doing seminars every other week there that are going to be streamed. And we had met at a couple other seminars, and he said, hey, will you come over and just talk to my church members and just answer some questions on liability and lethal force and the law? And I said, I'd be happy to. I hearken back to the turn of the 1700 centuries, of the 1780s and 1800s, where if you were 12 years of age and you were a male, you had to have a gun when you were in church, because your back is to the door, and all the bad people, and at that time, relations weren't as good as they are now, or maybe as they were worse than they are now with Indians, and so that was something that they did. And that was common sense. And again, you know what? Eventually we come around to the common sense. You know, you take 1968 and the 1968 Gun Control Act out of things, and we've probably pretty much remained the same. But now that we got that in 68, we've been fighting ever since to get our rights back. And, I've said it to you before, Bill, we have a great opportunity right now
to do some work.
Exactly. We got a lot of people that ran and said they're going to protect your and our rights and every your listeners' rights. It's time to make them do it.
Put up or shut up. We're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. My guest is Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder and blood donor, Sean Maloney. So, did you see that Bloomberg is trying to invade Texas. Did you see that?
Yes. You know, and they think they have the formula.
Yeah.
They're looking at states that have referendums, either constitutional or just ballot referendums, and then they're attacking that because Bloomberg knows one thing. He can spend his $2, $3, $4, $5 million on a referendum, get the signatures, and then pollute everybody's mind with enough misinformation to sometimes pass what's going on. You look at Nevada with their universal background checks and what happened in Oregon. They were in New Mexico, tried to get things done. Things didn't go quite well there. They have people deployed in Colorado right now, and there's gun bill testimony on the floor in the Colorado Assembly. I've been watching that while I've been on the show. Trying to get the magazine things back, trying to get faster in Colorado, armed teachers, and Bloomberg deploys people. He pays for lobbyists and he parks them there. So you have to just understand that, you know, it's the moms demand actions. Now it's the educators demand action. So, we can't give up on these people. You know, I wish he would find a hobby. He needs to fly fish. He needs to leave us alone.
Something. Something. Well, you know. I look at that, and I mean, he needs to read Sun Tzu. I mean, Sun Tzu said that if you cannot win the battle, do not fight it, right? And yet he's going everywhere he can. Now, there was something unique about Nevada where some of the stuff that he wanted to have happen is not going to happen, even though they voted for it in the referendum, even though he was successful in the referendum. How many other places can that happen to him?
Well, exactly. And you know what? And they have referendum measures in Ohio, and they have them in Maine, and he lost in Maine. And he doesn't give up. They were just looking for anything in New Mexico. And I have to hand it to the NRA and the gun rights activists in New Mexico what they did. They fought. They have a Democratic House and a Senate, but a Republican governor. And they made sure that there was enough turnout to give the governor strength and also turn whatever Bloomberg was trying to do into a mess. And they were able to do that. But it took the gun owner. It wasn't just the NRA showing up. You know, it wasn't the NRA state liaison showing up, and it wasn't anybody pro-gun showing up. It was everybody showing up. It was hundreds of people showing up and saying, you know what, it's not going to fly here. And when you make phone calls, when you email, and when you show up on your state house steps, it gives people a big puffy chest, and they're full steam ahead. Because you know what? They want their job. And if they see you out there, they think you're going to give them their job again for another term. So we can never give up on that, and I talk about that all the time. But Bloomberg thinks he has a recipe. We have, you know, I enjoy spending Bloomberg's money. I'd rather not. But if he wants to throw his millions of dollars around, certainly I'm going to be there to stop him. Every time he comes to Ohio, I try to greet him with a smile. And, you know, usually he has about 10 or 15 people there. We end up with 500 or 600 people there. We've turned their rallies into our rallies.
Aren't most of his people his baby Huey bodyguards that he hired from the NYPD?
Yeah, we had some people that the last time they were out in front of Senator Portman's office, and actually that was a week before I headed to Colorado for the recalls, and his bus pulled up, and we actually had one of his women out there admitting that she violated the law with gun transfers, and I brought that up during my speech. We showed up with, you know, hundreds of people compared to their few dozen, and we took over the rally, and I got the chance to speak, and we were on the news. And, you know, I questioned her. I said, wait a minute, what you did was you violated the law when you accepted a transfer across state lines from somebody.
Now, I've heard Laura Carno talk about this. Is there nobody connecting the dots and saying, why is this out-of-town billionaire coming in here wanting to influence our law?
Well, you know what? And they do connect the dots. And when they connect the dots, that's when things change for the bad part. And it happened first in 2013 when I was in Colorado. I was just Sean Maloney from Buckeye Farms Association. I wanted to make sure that you understand, folks, that our constitutional rights are borderless. I'm here because I know that if it gets defeated here, maybe it won't be in Ohio. And I think Laura Carno is in the Senate. I believe it's a House right now on three different House bills. And Bloomberg's people are there. And that's the turning point. They realize wherever Bloomberg shows up, whether it's Virginia during their last off-year election, whether it's in Pennsylvania, whether it's in Ohio, once people find out that Bloomberg's in town, it has a toxic effect. Because even the people that aren't really, per se, gun owners, but still believe in their rights, say, wait a minute. If I wanted to live in New York City, I would move to New York City. You're not bringing, you know, you're not shoveling your crap in my state. And that's generally what happens. So once people are identified, and you know, and we all know, they change names every week. And so now the educators demand action. They're outed. People understand who they are. And the fact that they're connected to Bloomberg has a negative impact on them. But, you know, when you're a billionaire, and apparently you don't fly fish, you have a lot of time to spend your money on trying to destroy our rights, our civil rights, our God-given rights.
Needlepoint, shuffleboard, bocce ball. There's so many things he can do.
No. I need a T-shirt with Bloomberg in a rocking chair doing needlepoint. That's where he needs to be, and we need to put him there, everybody.
With a blanket like over his legs or something.
That's right.
Hey, Bloomberg, now I will have to say this about his Anna. He is surprisingly spry for a man his age. He seems quite vigorous and everything, and I don't wish anybody any ill will or something, but it would be nice if he found some sort of a distraction, wouldn't it?
You know, it'd be very nice, and I guarantee you that if I had his kind of money, I would be doing something more productive with trying to strip people of their God-given constitutional rights.
Does he by chance have a permit to carry from when he was mayor of New York?
No, I'm not sure, but I do know he has 30 or 40 armed bodyguards around him.
30 or 40
hours a day? Oh, when he has his own entourage. When he goes anywhere, all those people you see around him, they're not fans. They're his paid protection.
Has he ever been threatened with any sort of an assassination?
I'm sure he has been daily, maybe. I don't know. You know what? I've never heard that publicly. I've never heard any threats being made to him.
Wouldn't they? I mean, you would think they would make hay out of that one.
Oh,
if
yeah.
Well, you know, because of the proliferation of guns, it's very possible we have to protect his honor at all costs.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's probably true. I have never heard of that. But certainly, I mean, he's, it's like you were talking about The View earlier. I guarantee they all have armed bodyguards. But you know what? We can't. They don't want us to have guns.
Well, what they want, what's actual reality, are two different things. We're coming up on the next break.
They want Bill Frady on The View. I'm going to push for that.
Yeah, that'll. I'm sure that's going to fly. Sean
Donald Trump got elected.
I know.
So I can get you on The View. We can all get you on The View. Everybody listening, let's email, let's call, and we want Bill Frady on The View.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to leave that there. We'll be right back.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Yes, you are. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Now, I want to ask you a question because I talked about this yesterday, and I sort of used this as a way to say that it should be Second Call Defense that you're dealing with, because apparently Masoud Ayoub has put together a little checklist of what to do if you're involved in a defensive shooting, and if I can find it, again, I wanted to bounce that off of you. Now, some of the stuff that he's doing is primarily to, when I was reading his list, have you ever seen that list? Do you know what I'm referencing?
No, I've talked to Moss about it. I know he's connected with the Citizens Defense Network that have a small amount of benefits, but I've never seen his list. You know what? I've read so many of his books. I probably have read them before, but not all compiled, probably, that you've just seen.
Okay, well, his 5 points are establish the active dynamic, basically get your side of the story out. And while you're doing it, make sure that you phrase it the right way, not I shot him, but that's the guy that tried to kill me, that kind of thing. Number two, advise the police that you will sign the complaint. I think that's fairly self-explanatory. Yeah. Number three, point out the evidence. The scene's going to be chaotic. Witnesses, you know. Number four, point out the witnesses. And number five, politely decline further questioning until you have consulted an attorney. Now, let me ask you this, okay? Knowing what I know about the program, if they were a Second Call Defense member and they actually made that after they called the police, if they made the second call to Second Call Defense, is all of that necessary?
You're gonna hear it in your ear. And that's the advice that I'm going to give the Second Call Defense member, and I've given countless times. Then, you know, I start out with, we do some tactical breathing, we calm down, we start talking about what happened. I remind everybody that's involved that the only reason why we use lethal force is because we're in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm. And then, you know, what happened, and we talk about them. And simply, that's the advice. There's the bad guy. There's evidence and there's witnesses. Evidence and witnesses disappear. I'll be happy to cooperate, I'll sign a criminal complaint, but until I've had the opportunity to speak to an attorney, I have nothing to say. And, oh, by the way, I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment privileges for my wife and my kids also, if it occurred in the home. So that's pretty standard information. You're going to have me or another attorney in your ear, and you're going to have oftentimes the phone hands of the police officer. That's happened countless times in my criminal defense career. Hand the phone to the police officer. I hear what you're saying. Let me talk to him. I've never had a police officer say, I'm not going to talk to your attorney. It's amazing. They all get on the phone.
I would think that has sort of got to be a little bit reassuring for them to understand that this is somebody that has prepared for this. And at knowing, you know, I know enough police officers to where I'm not thinking they're not looking at this guy going, you just wanted to go shoot somebody, didn't you? I mean, he's probably looking at you going through all of this physiological stuff and saying to himself, yep, I understand what that's happening. Then when he finds out that somebody's taking these steps and you're talking to a calm attorney on it and, you know, they know that you're ready for the process. So I guess that's got to be reassuring for him.
Well, you know, I like to think that the police officers out there are saying, God, I hope I have somebody like this if I have to use my firearm on duty or off duty. And I think a lot of times that's what happens. We've been there before. We understand the dynamics of what's happening. We'll be happy to cooperate. We'll point out what needs to be pointed out. But until we've had the opportunity to speak to an attorney and even understand what happens because of the psychological aspects of a threatening encounter, we'll be happy to make a statement. And I think more and more, because there's an estimated 14 to 15 million concealed carry holders out there, and, you know, I like to say this because I heard this number again today, 75 million guns were sold last year. 2016, 75 million guns, folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel good. Because you know what? I know when I'm out there, my unarmed daughter's out there because she's 19. I know that somebody out there has her back. And that's what it's all about. And that's why crime rates go down consistently. That's why the Second Amendment is the forefront of any election that we've had, because people understand. And I think even the people, Bill, that maybe don't own a gun but don't think that you should tell me I can't own a gun, they understand that. So I think, you know, that's why it's full speed ahead. We need to take all our rights back, and we need to hold these people accountable that made all these promises. And I'm sure there's people out there that made these promises related to our Second Amendment rights because they knew that would secure them a victory. And like I said, it's time to put up or shut up. I'm done waiting. I want the right Supreme Court. Get Gorsuch in there. Kennedy's probably going to retire this summer, and that's the battle, folks. This confirmation hearing, you know, they're going to put up a moderate fight. The real battle, because this keeps the Supreme Court the same, the real battle is going to be when Kennedy retires this summer, and then that flips the court. You want to see a spectacle? You wait until probably August. And then you call every senator that you know. You got to put the pressure on, because when the progressives are faced with flipping the court beyond status quo, they will go insane.
Well, you know, let me kick something across your bow just to find out. We got a few minutes. We got 3 minutes to be exact. I think the Republicans ought to go ahead and get rid of the 60-vote rule, because the Democrats are definitely going to do it if they don't. And
right.
The Democrats will be in charge one day, and we need to go ahead and get rid of it now and get everything that we can get. And then if that were to happen and there was actually a, you know, not gridlock, I think they would probably be rewarded for doing stuff, don't you? I mean, isn't government supposed to move and do things?
Well, I think it's been so long since they've done that. And it's certainly, I don't even know how many years it's been since we passed laws according to the rules. They've suspended the rules from almost everything. But you're right. I think 2018 is going to be the real revolution, because everybody, we're all sitting back right now. We're watching what's happening. And you know what? And please watch these confirmation hearings, because if you don't want to punch L. Franklin in the forehead, there's something wrong with you. He's an idiot. When you look at all these people that are coming out and saying what they're saying and asking the most bizarre questions, you understand, don't forget, they're going to be up for re-election. Get them the hell out of there, because they think with a bizarre mind. They put us all in danger because they're so insane. So this is a great opportunity for us to say, you know what? These are how these people are treating our future Supreme Court justices and potential Supreme Court justices this way. the people that have decided, you know what, I want to be a Supreme Court justice because it's the right thing to do, and they're putting up with this, this is when we make our decision on who we're going to vote for in 2018. I encourage everybody to watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty amusing. I watched him cross up with Feinstein. It's
He's good, isn't he?
And, you know, a lot of people said, I wish he had picked Hardigan, I think was the other guy's name. But this guy is way over prepared for this, and he's just going to sail on through it. And I can't wait to see that happen. I like his smug sort of arrogance when they're asking him the questions, and he's trying to keep from giggling at them.
You know what? These guys are so smart. And I would say any of the 20 people that were on Trump's list are probably that intelligent. We have these type of jurists out there.
Yeah,
and like I said, when it happens this summer, they're probably going to wish they were never nominated. But we have to make sure that we're the bellwether. We have to make sure that we make the phone calls, and you know what, you leave these people alone. You vote for them, you confirm them, and you get this country on the right track. And that's going to be the battle. Remember, I had this conversation. This is the battle in the summer. The battle that flips the court is the one we have to win.
There you go. Coming up on the flipping over in the hour, thank you very much for joining me this evening. Take some time and let your blood cells reconstitute, and we'll do it again next week. Second Call Defense, go join them if you haven't already done it. Hour number 3 is on the way. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Stay safe, everyone.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.